AI is all the rage. No matter what you do, watch, read, or buy, it seems like artificial intelligence is part of the process. Welcome to the weekend and this edition of the Florida Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick. Catch up with me and our podcast at BillMick.com. This week on the Roundtable, we're going to look at AI from a national defense and dominance perspective. Joining us is Dr. J. Michael Waller, a senior analyst for strategy at the Center for Security Policy. His PhD is in internal security affairs from Boston University. AI is not just for your computer, phone, or your tablet. It's integrated into almost everything, including national defense. Who's leading the race for AI dominance, and what are the implications? Dr. J. Michael Waller joins us today on the Florida Roundtable here from the Florida News Network. Nice to have you with us.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
So I was thinking of getting Dad another tie this year.
A tie? You know he spends more time on the boat than in the office. Maybe get him a new life jacket instead.
Good idea. Besides, ties sink and life jackets don't.
Before your holiday shopping, visit wearitflorida.com for life jacket guidelines and make this holiday unforgettable, because the best gift you can give is life. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Ho, ho, ho! And what can I get you, little girl?
Well, Santa, I'd love to get an apple tree and peach tree and a blueberry bush and herbs, too.
That's a lot for the elves to handle.
Oh, Santa, just stop by Quality Green Specialist.
Plants and flowers always make beautiful holiday gifts. Head on over to Quality Green Specialist's new location at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand, or at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice.
You know, I thought you'd be into gardening, Santa.
Why?
Because you like to ho-ho-ho.
¿Está luchando con sus deudas de tarjetas de crédito? Debt Pros puede ayudarlo a ahorrarse miles de dólares y consolidar todos sus pagos en un pago mensual más bajo. Si tiene dificultades para hacer pagos mínimos o está pensando en declararse en quiebra bancarrota, llame a Debt Pros ahora. Para calificar, debe tener al menos $5,000 en deudas de tarjetas de crédito, deudas de préstamos no garantizados respaldados o facturas médicas no pagadas.
Llame al 1-800-508-8962.
Nice to have you with us this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. Appreciate you taking the time. Also appreciate the time of Mike Waller, who's joining us. He is with the Center for Security Policy. Mike, you do a lot of analyst work there. And before we dig into artificial intelligence and what it means to the country for security purposes and the like, let's talk about you a little bit. Tell us what you do, what got you to where you are, and what you're doing today.
Oh, it was kind of a long journey. I started out as an environmental activist in high school who got roped in to be recruited by communist professionals to subvert the country. And
holy
when I realized
cow.
What was happening, I was 15, 16 years old.
Nothing like a surprise start to the show. We could do an hour on that. But anyway, go ahead.
So it's when I realized what was happening, because I was just interested in, you know, nature, not in this kind of stuff. So I decided to just see what it was like, and went through their training, and then finally, you know, said, I'm going to just fight you guys for the rest of my life, which is what I ended up doing.
Okay. What form did it take? Tell us a little bit about that. That's intriguing.
Well, they were building a nuclear power plant in my home state of New Hampshire. This was in the 1970s, so, you know, with Jane Fonda's China Syndrome movie and the Soviet active measures campaigns to you know, prevent America from not only modernizing its nuclear arsenal, but from modernizing its energy. And so these people from California came in to professionally train us, and they took one of us from each high school who showed leadership potential. And I was one, and I was put through what I didn't understand at the time, but later understood was a Maoist struggle session. to tear myself apart, to tear me down, to try to get me to break with my values and beliefs. And finally they laughed and said, why are you in this movement in the first place? And I said, oh, because I don't want boiling water to come out of a nuclear reactor cooler into the ocean where I go fishing with my dad and my grandpa.
Sure.
And they looked at me as if to say, you stupid kid. And then one of them said, we're here to overthrow American capitalism.
Holy cow. That had to be a shock.
Well, it was, and it was scary. Imagine just being a kid, and I couldn't tell anybody. Who would know? My high school teachers got me involved with this stuff. So I didn't have anybody to talk to, didn't have any friends who got it. So I realized this wasn't for me, and I was just going to, if they were going to make war against the country, then, you know, this is going to be my vocation to fight them.
Fantastic. You moved on from high school, went to college. Where did you, what did you major in, and what did you get your education in?
Went to George Washington University. This is the year, the last months of Jimmy Carter's presidency and the inauguration of Ronald Reagan. It was freshman year, and the inaugural parade broke up right in front of my dormitory in downtown Washington, D.C. So I had, by this time, I'd become an intern for my U.S. senator, who was a conservative, Senator Gordon Humphrey. And that got me immersed in, you know, the Reagan Revolution, what it was all about, and I found my real calling there. And part of that was to fight the left and the subversive movements that were trying to destroy us.
Wow. You move on, and eventually you land at the Center for Security Policy. What do you guys do, and what's your role there?
We were founded in 1987 by three members of President Reagan's National Security Council and by an acting Assistant Secretary of Defense for Reagan, Frank Gaffney. And Frank went on to remain with the center for many, many years. And so we specialize now in niche areas. We used to do big defense stuff, supporting the Reagan military buildup and so forth, Cold War type work. And now we're really specializing in fighting subversion, whether it's terrorism, whether it's underground movements, whether it's infiltrators, whether it's foreign spies or foreign adversaries that use subversive means against us. This is our niche area. So that's what we're specializing in.
And now with technology changing and advancing at a rapid pace, AI has become a part of that.
Big time part of it. It is more of a threat to us than the nuclear arms race was against the Soviets. And more important to us than the space race was with the Soviets. So, because it's going to affect each one of us every single day.
And that's what we dig into today on the Florida Roundtable. When we come back in moments, Mike Waller is with us. It's going to be an intriguing hour here on the Florida Roundtable.
Selling your house the traditional way takes time. Agents, showings, repairs, fees. It's a hassle. But what if you could skip it all and sell your home for cash fast? At House Buyer Network, we buy homes in any condition. No commissions, no closing costs, no cleaning, no repairs. Whether it's inherited, outdated, or you're behind on payments, we'll make you a fair cash offer within 24 hours. Close in as little as 7 days. Thousands have sold the easy way. Now it's your turn. Call 833-464-0827 for your free, no-obligation cash offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Real cash, real fast. That toll-free number once again to call, 833-464-0827.
Hello, I'm Hector Elizondo, Emmy Award-winning actor, and I want to talk to you about getting older. My body hurts. My joints ache, and sometimes I forget.
I forget that doing all your own scenes for a movie isn't always the best decision, especially when you're galloping side saddle down a countryside road on a horse named Archibello, who seems to have only one speed, high. And pulling on his reins only seems to encourage him to go even faster. So, of course, my body hurts and my joints ache, but it's not because of my age. It's because I'm living my life. Oh, Archibello!
Don't let life pass you by. Take care of your brain health. It may just help you stay on top of your game.
As soon as this scene wraps, I'm going to kiss the ground, thank Archibello for his outstanding performance, feed him a carrot, and visit brainhealth.gov.
Find out how you can make the most of your brain as you age at brainhealth.gov.
Bill Mick with you this weekend on the Florida Roundtable. Joining us, Mike Waller. He's an analyst for the Center for Security Policy. Artificial intelligence is more than just your computer, your phone, and your tablet. It's got national security implications, and that's where Mike has taken us today. Mike, with the advancements in technology and this stuff moving faster than law can keep up with it, moving faster than most of us adults can keep up with. My grandkids might be better at it than we are. But what are the implications for all the nations as this technology advances, and what are you guys focused on?
Well, the implications for artificial intelligence are profound in really amazing, wonderful ways and really horrifying ways. And we have no idea what's going to happen for better or for worse. And even Elon Musk has said we have to have a pause because AI could be an existential threat to human civilization and even human life. If you can imagine that we're building machines that will be able to think for themselves and at some point will be able to be aware of their own existence. Once you're aware of your own existence, then your instinct is to survive. And once you build machines with instincts to survive, they're going to go after their primary threat, which is those who will seek to limit them.
So we're talking a Terminator scenario?
Well, yeah. So it's not just ChatGPT and Grok. Those are really handy tools for the most part, right? Although they, you know, you can see how ChatGPT and a lot of these others are really, really politicized. Mm-hmm. But imagine if the Chinese Communist Party dominated the standards.
That's got to be everything, tough. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything in AI would be, according to what the Chinese Communist Party authorized.
You're looking at ESG on a major scale.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, ESG and wokeness and DEI are bad enough, but at least we can fight back against it. And we have leaders that can fight back against it. And you have entrepreneurs who can buy up entire systems to get around it for free speech. But imagine if we allowed China and the Chinese Communist Party, that's what I'm talking about, to dominate the manufacturing of the physical components that run artificial intelligence, and then to dominate the energy space to power AI, which is going to use up, you know, more energy than any city in America. Mm-hmm. And then we allow China to steal our technology from the universities, from the research and development labs, from industry itself, and then to build their own AI products on scales, you know, where they don't have the expenses for starting up and they're subsidized by the regime. And then they're out there undercutting, underselling, just the way they have been with the rest of our industries, so that the world becomes dependent on their standards. And we all have to start following Chinese Communist Party standards and the Chinese Communist Party's ethics and logic that govern how AI works.
Where's the battle for that type of control? China, obviously a major player. We want to be a major player. Are we? And who else is in that fight?
Well, we're the major player now. We invented the stuff, but we allowed China to steal it from us. Our big tech companies went to China and gave them so much of this technology. Now we're really up the creek. So and the technology is moving so fast. It's moving faster than I could even write my report, Code and Country.
Right.
It was, you know, literally 2 days later, I go over another draft of it, and there'd be so many new developments that I couldn't even keep up. So I just stuck with the basic general strategy of what China's trying to do. But they have centralized five-year plans that the Communist Party sets together, and the new five-year plan for 2026 to 2030 is being developed right now, this month. And the core of that five-year plan is to be the world's dominant leader in all forms of artificial intelligence.
You mentioned the raw materials for this and building the parts that are necessary and the chips and the like. From my level, reading this as a citizen looking at the news, paying attention to the news daily, they have what appears to be an extreme advantage there. Is that an accurate read?
Yeah, they've cornered the market on most of the rare earth elements. These are usually metals, exotic metals that you can't find them very easily in mines, as in, say, a gold mine. They're spread out all over the world in such quantities that they're very hard to mine. They've dominated the mining of it for decades. And, of course, we've just sat by and let them do it, not really tried to counter them. They've taken over so much of Africa and other parts of the world. But these are the crucial metals, like exotic stuff that most people, you might see them on the periodic table and wonder what they are, but, mm-hmm. but they don't really mean much to most people.
Right.
But they're crucial to building chips, the chips that process the data to power AI.
Right.
So if they're control, it's like in the Industrial Revolution. What if our enemies controlled iron?
Right.
And they could regulate, even if we would excavate the iron ore, we'd have to ship it abroad to be smelted and turned into real usable iron. It's that same type of thing now, where even where the United States has a sufficient supply of certain of these minerals, we have to send them to China for processing.
You're kidding.
And what happened just within the past few weeks, the Chinese Communist Party came out and said, we're not going to sell these metals to American companies that have more than a certain percentage of these metals in their products. And we're not going to sell them to American companies that do business with the Defense Department.
So we get handicapped in the process.
We get kneecapped in the process.
Yeah, very true. Well, I had a story a couple of weeks ago. We were talking automobile manufacturing, chips and the like. There's a company in Norway, as I recall, or Denmark, that manufactures a majority of the chips for features in automobiles. They were bought out by a Chinese company, and then that kind of battle started over there over something as simple as automobile features. How does right. that translate when it becomes defense capability for the country?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, just think the NVIDIA chips, which are the most powerful AI chips in the world. NVIDIA started as a video gaming chip maker. So when you're just making chips for video games, mm-hmm. then you become the world's biggest producer of AI chips. Then everybody on Earth, every military program in the world is going to be depending on your chips or stolen versions of those chips. Then you become a really big name. But just think, whether it's Microsoft, whether it's Amazon, any of the big companies need these types of chips that are made of Chinese-controlled raw materials, but they do business with the Pentagon. So this not only affects our defense capabilities, it defends our day-to-day lives as well, because all of us are being affected by it and will be affected by it. And now, right now, we're just talking, Bill, about the raw materials that are dug out of the earth. We're not even into the even bigger stuff.
Yeah, and we have seen some movement in the current administration to repatriate manufacturing here, to get chip manufacturers to locate here and start producing here. Is it going to take us a while to catch up? How long before we can be where we want to be as far as production of these things?
Well, we surrendered the field early on when we outsourced so much of it to China and looked the other way when the Chinese Communist Party was gobbling these things up. Then we went ahead on the notion that, well, we really do need to pause AI because it's going to present a danger to all of humanity, which it is. Mm-hmm. But it's not. But we're in a race with communist China. We can't stop. If we stop, we get further behind. Every lawsuit, think of this, every time somebody files a lawsuit against a certain step forward in AI in America, that holds us back for years. While the Chinese move right ahead. So we're really, really stuck. This is President Trump understands the problem. So one of his first acts as president was to remove as many bureaucratic barriers as possible and to facilitate as many government resources as possible to help us remain dominant in AI and defeat China's quest for dominance. He did this in executive orders in his first days as president, and in the summer, the White House put out a plan for America to remain dominant in AI, but even before the plan was unveiled, Trump was already implementing it.
Would you call the U.S. dominant in AI today?
Right now we are, but we're pretty much neck and neck. I mean, we're dominant in the final products. We're not dominant in the two crucial areas to develop those final products, which, as we said, are the raw materials of rare earth minerals, and in electrical power generation. We're not building, we have no nuclear power plants online. We have two that are being built, but I mean, no other ones after that. China has as many as 200 on the way.
Well, speaking of that, I know there's a move here in Florida in the legislature to go to, and I won't remember the technical terms, but small nuclear power that would be great for a facility that's doing AI work or great for communities, I guess. Are we going to be able to advance that newer nuclear power here in the country to be able to provide the energy necessary for this?
Yes. Yeah, we will. It's called modular nuclear power plants. These are really cool creations. They were developed years ago, but the U.S. decided not to go ahead with them because they didn't produce plutonium that the military needed for nuclear warheads. So these are not like the giant nuclear plants with the huge concrete containment domes. These nuclear reactors can fit on trucks. And you can build them at a data center. You can build them really in a vacant lot, in a sand pit, wherever you need to. And they can't melt down because of the physics of the technology. They can't melt down. So instead of using water to cool as a coolant, you're using molten salt. If you can imagine that. Anyway, so you don't have a proliferation risk. You don't have a meltdown risk. And companies can own them. So states like Florida are opening up really well. Even a tiny state like New Hampshire has just passed probably groundbreaking legislation, which the governor has signed, to allow anybody to generate electric power and not be treated as a utility as long as they're not going into the full grid. So you can set up your data center in New Hampshire and you're essentially unregulated.
Is that the future of power in this country?
Yeah. We have so much nuclear waste, we can power our whole country for hundreds, maybe thousands of years with just the waste that we have. It's just sitting there mostly on the ground.
That's interesting to hear. And it sounds like a plan for not only enhancing what we're doing AI-wise, but for answering energy problems for this country that we've worried about and talked about for years.
Yeah. You would think the environmental folks would be really on top of this because it's recycling the waste that's already there. So most of the spent nuclear fuel, there's 94% of the fuel is left. So hardly any of it's used up. But it's sitting in casks like at Savannah River. It's sitting there just going to waste and it can't be buried or disposed of.
A lot about the future on today's Florida Roundtable. Mike Waller is with us as we talk American security. His paper, Code and Country, the United States, China, and AI, here on the Roundtable.
This holiday season, whether you're hosting a feast or sharing a quiet moment with those you cherish, make fresh from Florida produce the heart of your celebration. From sweet strawberries to brighten your breakfast, golden corn that brings warmth to every dish, and crisp romaine for those refreshing holiday salads. As you gather with those you love, remember the dedicated farmers that work year-round to deliver the freshest flavors Florida has to offer. Fresh from Florida, trust is grown here.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-464-0827 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-464-0827. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. Growing up with a brother with autism, Sarah Crump witnessed firsthand how kids with disabilities felt left out by their peers. It's why at the age of 15, Sarah approached her cheerleading coach with an idea to include girls with disabilities on her school's cheer team. Well, what started out as an inclusive high school cheer team in a small town in Iowa has led to what is now known as Sparkle Effect, a thriving nonprofit with over 180 cheer teams across the United States, bringing students with and without disabilities together through cheerleading. The result? More confidence, higher grades, and better school attendance for kids with disabilities. And for those without a disability, new friends and a greater empathy. You want to learn more? Well, visit disabilitycampaign.org, where we have posted a link to the fabulous work known as the Sparkle Effect.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Imagine. Imagine being denied an apartment because of your religion, or your race, or because you have children, or a disability.
It's so wrong.
Yes, but who has the power to stop this?
You do. Each of us has the power. The law is on your side. It's illegal for landlords to discriminate because of race, color, religion, sex, national origin, disability, or familial status. If you suspect that you have experienced housing discrimination, file a complaint with HUD immediately so we can investigate it. Fair housing is your right.
Use it.
To learn more, visit hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Or call 1-800-669-9777. 1-800-669-9777. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Mike Waller from the Center for Security Policy with us on the Florida Roundtable. I'm Bill Mick. Thank you for spending your time with us this weekend on the Florida News Network. We're talking code and country, the United States, China, and AI. We're the major player. China is either wanting to be or is really close to being a major player. Who else is in this game internationally, Mike? Are there allies that we have? Are there enemies we need to worry about?
Sure. On the ally side first, you've got the greatest production of AI chips is in Taiwan. They don't like the mainland Chinese, although a lot of them are happy to sell stuff to them. But you can see why the Chinese communist leadership has been so aggressive recently about Taiwan and about Japan's friendliness to Taiwan under this new prime minister. The Chinese Communist Party leadership is going mental about it. And then South Korea is an ally, but it has a radical left president who's basically a Chinese Communist Party tool.
Oh, wow.
Yet they're our military ally. And then you have Japan. You've got Australia, which is a great source of a lot of the minerals that we need. And we have other allies and friends around the world. You've got the Europeans who are our allies, but they're cutting their own throats by, you know, destroying their own nuclear power plants, destroying their own fossil fuel plants, and leaving them with themselves with what? Natural gas and wind.
And they're dependent on Russia and or who else to get natural gas to them anyway.
Yeah. Well, luckily, President Trump has been fixing that by sending them cheap Russia-free American natural gas.
Right.
So that's a real booming thing. But you can't power AI the way it's needed on natural gas, especially if you've got a big, huge green movement there that's going to cripple that the way they did nuclear energy. Mm-hmm. And then with all of its regulations and bureaucracy and censorship, the European Union is pretty much cut off its own nose in terms of becoming a leader in AI. But they still do have a lot of talent and a lot of stuff that we need.
As I look at the material, the notes from your paper, Code and Country, there was a Biden executive order that had regulations or imposed rules on American AI development. It stopped it. It halted it. It told it couldn't go into certain things. What was the objective there?
A lot of it, they were treating it like an old-fashioned, you know, iron and steel kind of industry where you could just sort of take your time. And well, if a certain union decided that they didn't like what AI was doing, then we had to stop and wait and figure out, really stop for years, to figure out new laws to appease certain loud unions. Rather than have the unions say, hey, how can we embrace AI and make it better for all our workers and all our members? Not doing that. They even had, the Biden administration even had a system to hold up AI until it complied with DEI standards.
Okay. How diverse are chips?
Yeah. And so this is how you get the nonsense. Remember how Google AI was producing, you know, Chinese and African Nazis?
Yes, absolutely. And founding fathers of whatever. Yeah.
So they said, well, you know, let's make sure all our AI thinks a certain way to make everything as diverse as possible, but that every part of AI is diverse, equitable, and inclusive.
Okay.
Well, you already had plenty of that politicization with ChatGPT and Google's Gemini and so many of these other AI. And this is just the conversational AI where you can talk to them.
Sure.
There's so much more to AI than just what we can see. Because you imagine, these are machines that will be able to think for themselves. So once you, it's like teaching a child manners or discipline or self-discipline and how to get dressed in the morning and how to be creative and how to be hardworking and how to have a good family and you know, believe in God and all these other kinds of things. We're going to be teaching machines to think on their own. And we can do it by the San Francisco Silicon Valley standard, which is bad enough, or we can do it by the Chinese Communist Party standard against which there's no recourse.
Takes me back to a Star Trek episode about the M5 controlling the spaceship, and when it decides we're not going to play war games with fake weapons, we're going to use the real ones. It's a little scary to think of.
It's real scary because right now we have some, but the Chinese have mastered it, meaning the development, the manufacturing, and the deployment of autonomous drones.
Mm-hmm.
So these are drones that operate on their own, and they fly in swarms to attack. So it's not just sending a single missile at something. It's like, you know, sometimes it's easier to get attacked by a bear than it is a swarm of hornets.
Right.
And so the Chinese have mastered this swarming technology where these are self-directed autonomous drones that can attack, you know, as they're not just how they're programmed to do, but they can figure things out for themselves. They can attack our fleets. They can attack our troops. If you saw what, you remember, the Israelis did in Iran,
mm-hmm,
by forward basing those drones to assassinate Iran's whole nuclear command and control on the military side and among the scientists, and how the Ukrainians took out a third of Russia's long-range strategic aircraft with drones. Now, there was news last week or the week before in the Daily Caller of Chinese purchased tied to a Chinese Communist Party front, purchased an RV park in Missouri on the fence of Whiteman Air Force Base, which is the home to our entire B-2 bomber fleet.
I saw the story, yeah.
Imagine bringing in drones on RVs and just keeping them there, camping them there, so that one day they can go out and swarm our B-2 fleet.
So what you're telling me is this technology, and AI in particular, has changed and will continue to change war and conflict between nations.
Yes. And it will be able to outplan human beings. It'll be able to outthink human beings. And it will be far more agile than human beings.
Mike, are you telling me our best defense is to be the best at this initially? That we build and develop these tools, and while we would be restrained in using them, you're going to have them or you're going to be behind.
Right, and that's the same with anything, right? It's the same in anything in industry or politics or GOP. You have to have the best. You have to be the best. Or if you don't have the best, you have to at least be the smartest in how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be the most powerful. You can just outwit the other guy. So if you have AI and you've mastered it with a manufacturing system that can produce autonomous robotic devices, robotic drones, humanoid robots. The Chinese Communist Party right now is developing an entire army of what they call super soldiers. These are humanoid robots that are programmed by monitoring brain waves of people So there are some things you can buy on Amazon. They're headbands that are for health or wellness or whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Under certain of those brands, they're made in China. They're tied to the People's Liberation Army, and they harvest your brainwave data and use that to train their robotic AI-powered humanoid robots.
Where's the U.S.? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, there was some European alpine skiers, best in the world, best tennis players in the world, one of the best Formula One drivers in the world, were using these headbands, not knowing that the Chinese military was using their brainwaves as the most agile, talented athletes on Earth to train their robotic soldiers.
Are you aware of what kind of results they're getting from doing that?
They've unveiled some initial versions of these, and they're not, you know, like anything else that's new. They're really cool, but they still have a lot of faults in them, but they're just the prototypes.
Where's U.S. production capability when it comes to AI and this type of technology moving forward? Are we getting where we need to be? Are the doors open to get where we need to be?
Well, the doors are always open, but right now, most of our production capability for the robotics part of AI is in China.
Are we taking steps to bring it here, to get it here?
The president wants to. The only one in a large scale, there are many companies that are working it, but the only one on a large scale who's working it is Elon Musk.
He's a guy who sees the future, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He is, and he sees the existential threat to humanity. And he sees the world in ways that we can't see because his brain thinks so differently from the rest of ours. But he's adamant about building a domestic manufacturing capability for batteries, which China dominates, for nuclear reactors, which China intends to dominate, for all these other devices, large and small, for drones. You know, most of our commercial drones are made in China. Our retail drones are made in China. He wants to bring those capabilities here, if not by himself, but to see others do it so that we have this domestic capability. Because right now, like so much else, we depend on China for our, you know, almost every part of the supply chain for AI.
That's got to be tough. I mean, we saw during COVID how supply chains bogging down really put pressure on everybody in the country, whatever consumer goods you were looking for, down to groceries. And if that type of thing stops, we've got some problems. I want to ask you what else or where else this could go when we continue here on the roundtable. Here from the Florida News Network, Bill Mick with Mike Waller. He is from the Center for Security Policy, AI, the U.S. and China, on the roundtable.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nygaard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
This holiday season, give a gift that truly saves lives. A life jacket isn't just smart, it's essential for every boater you love. Whether they're cruising Florida's lakes or fishing offshore, safety should always come first. Before your holiday shopping, visit wearitflorida.com for life jacket guidelines and make this holiday unforgettable, because the best gift you can give is life. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Bill Mick back with you on the Florida Roundtable with Michael Waller. He's an analyst with the Center for Security Policy as we talk the U.S., China, AI, and the implications for the world, in effect. Mike, you were saying earlier, one of the things that we have experienced and not a lot of recourse for is the Chinese, and we hear about this, I guess, mostly in the public, with movies or other entertainment products where copyrights, patents mean nothing. The Chinese steal our stuff, and they've just got it, and it's out there. This happens in the technological world, too.
Yeah, well, AI learns just the way a person would learn. And you learn from information that's fed to you and information that you find. So American AI scoops up as much data as it can so that it can learn everything possible. And so it goes in every database, every published source, every recording, everything to learn from this. And there's a problem because they're the creators of that content own it. And the AI companies are using it without paying a fee. So then what happens? You get lawsuits. Well, when the lawsuits take place, that slows down AI learning. Meanwhile, the Chinese communists are stealing all of our data and even more because they have their whole spy services behind their industry. Mm-hmm. And they're even stealing government data, which is protected under American privacy laws, and government-owned data, which means yours and my personal, you know, health information, social security information, income tax information, employment, whatever it else. Anything the federal government has, the Chinese spy services are stealing to power their own AI, to train their own AI. So in the case of say copyright laws, which is a really important thing because that protects people's creative products and patents do, they're being litigated in American courts. And it's not just Americans who are being wronged by this, but it's Chinese communist interests that are using lawfare within our courts purposely to slow down our AI development through the courts. If we simply rested on what's called fair use policies, which mm-hmm. is part of U.S. law, that means that people are free to borrow from other people's property. They cite the source. They don't steal all the information. They work a way to pay the owners, which can be done. Spotify does it. You know, all the other sure. streaming companies already do it. But apply that copyright law or that fair use policy to AI, and boom, we have solved that problem. We can just move right ahead. We don't need to let the lawyers and the courts drag down our AI to help the Chinese move ahead.
I'd like to see us move in that direction. With the show being produced on the Space Coast, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about, we've already talked about Elon Musk and his thoughts on all of this, his action in the industry. Space has made amazing advancements, and they continue to surprise us. What are the implications with what we've talked about today for space and the future of space programs, either for research or for national defense?
And for so much more, and for our day-to-day communications. So you've got SpaceX putting up all those satellites sure. so that we can have Starlink and satellite phone attached to our cell phone. There will be AI-controlled satellites, AI-controlled spacecraft, AI-controlled habitats on other planets. This, I think, is what Elon Musk means when he says he wants robotic forces to be put into space to build the habitats for the humans to later come into, because you can't have people out there on Mars building these things. So you need that those thinking machines that can think on their own, that can build these habitats, and this is interplanetary travel or just lunar settlements and so forth. But here on Earth, where space affects all of us day to day because of communication and for military purposes, it's a big danger. We get back to first the exotic minerals part of it, the rare earth's elements that power AI, also power our spacecraft, also power our satellites. Everything from the chips to these super powerful magnets all depend on Chinese raw materials or materials that the Chinese Communist Party controls. So we're in a lot of trouble unless we take back control of that. President Trump has vowed to do that, not just vowed to do it, but he's taken away the barriers that the government has created for that prevented private companies from doing this effectively. And then he's been going, you know, a lot of his foreign trips, he's been getting dumped on for making all these foreign trips. But if you look at what he's doing in these foreign trips, he's cutting these deals to make sure we have access to all of these minerals and manufacturing capabilities and other resources.
That's good to hear. Where would you say you'd see this in the next 5-10 years then?
The next 5 years is crucial because of China's five-year plan. This is their 15th five-year plan after Mao Zedong's first one. The party has what they call, and the Soviets had them too, five-year plans where you have a centralized system saying this is how it's going to be over the next 5 years. So it's command-driven.
Mm-hmm.
And what the Chinese regime has done is, as repressive as it is, it's opened up the AI space to say, you Chinese companies can do what you want as long as it advances the interests of the Chinese Communist Party.
And we follow up with that when we conclude the roundtable in moments here on the Florida News Network.
Remember that meal you made last Christmas? The one that everyone still talks about? The one with fresh from Florida sweet corn and sausage stuffing and strawberry parfait for dessert? Of course you do. That's because you're a member of the Fresh from Florida Club. You went to freshfromflorida.com, created a menu from your favorite recipes, and saved it as best Christmas dinner ever. This year, you'll go online, open up that menu, and bam! You've made that meal that everyone is talking about again. The Fresh from Florida Club. You're not just creating menus, you're creating memories.
What's the best way to get rid of a timeshare that you don't want? Call the Timeshare Exit Hotline. We're a group of attorneys that help customers legally exit their timeshares. It's an easy process. We guarantee results or you pay nothing. Exit your timeshare today. Call now.
800-952-8424. 800-952-8424. Again, that's 800-952-8424.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
With steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit steelusa.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Shortness of breath, patients confused, temp 102.
He just had an infection. What's going on?
He's becoming septic.
Antibiotics started. Bed ready, let's move him.
Infections can lead to a deadly chain reaction in your body called sepsis. Very quickly, sepsis can cause tissue damage, organ failure, and even death. If you know the risks, can spot the symptoms, and act fast, then you can get ahead of sepsis. Learn more at cdc.gov/sepsis.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had Zika virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestrule.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Back to wrap up the Florida Roundtable. Bill Mick along with Mike Waller, an analyst with the Center for Security Policy. And Mike, I am an optimistic guy by nature, and that's just how I choose to view life and make the best out of what we can. I'm trying to decide with what we've talked about today, is this an optimistic future we're looking at? Is it pessimistic, or is it up to us as it comes about, I guess?
Well, if Kamala Harris had won, there would be no reason for optimism.
Okay.
What you've seen Donald Trump do, look what he's done. He's brought together the big tech guys who hate his guts. And what are they doing? They're partnering with him. They're going to his dinners. He has he's gotten Bill Gates to pull out of his left-wing donor stuff. So you know there's good things happening just on that score. But what he's really doing is he's saying, we all have to fight together to save your businesses and to save our country to make sure that we remain dominant. So he has not only pulled out all the government red tape and regulations and took the approval processes from months down to days in many cases, he's working with industry to help make it happen. No other president has been able to do this. And he's taken a holistic across government approach to make this happen. And he was implementing it even before the White House published its strategy last summer. So there's a lot right there. You can see what he's doing inviting the king of Saudi Arabia. We need a lot of cash and a lot of capital. Mm-hmm. So you get the crown prince of Saudi Arabia and people say, oh, Trump is so effusive toward him. Why? Well, he's going to bring in a colossal amount of capital to fund our AI advances and to keep us on top. His trips to Asia, his trips to Australia, his trips everywhere have all been linked in this. So there's a great reasons for optimism. And plus, America has always been able to get its way out of something, whether it was two world wars and Hitler and Stalin and communism. Remember when we were teenagers, right? We all thought we'd end up speaking Russian someday.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are ways to do this because the Chinese communist system is unsustainable. It's top-heavy. It's crooked. We can knock it down if we choose to. Mm-hmm. And you can see with this new Japanese prime minister who's just awesome. She said just one thing about Japan and Taiwan, and the Chinese Communist Party has gone mental, saying that unless the Japanese leader retracts her statement, there will be a terrible price to pay for all of Japan. So if the communist regime is that sensitive to one prime minister's one comment, you know the thing is fragile and we can kick it down.
That's interesting. You mentioned the president bringing these tech leaders together when he was not their favorite person. If he could just do that with Congress and get the right and the left there to start working together instead of constantly battling on the fringes, I think we could see progress there as well. Tell me what you see in the AI thing. You said the next 5 years are critical. I got about 35 seconds for you to wrap up the AI side of this for me as you see it.
Well, the biggest factors are, apart from the mineral side, is the powering it. And we're going to have these modular reactors. There are a lot under development. They won't come online until about 6 or 7 years from now. But that's still close enough to help us win. Right now, we're going to fill the gap with natural gas. But we'll see in just a few years a lot of modular nuclear plants around the country powering not just these big data centers for AI, but providing a lot of cheap energy for the American public.
Very good. Mike, what else are you looking at? I'd love to have you back on the show again just to keep us updated on things that you're concerned about that we need to consider.
There's a whole lot. There's the whole electrical grid right now, which is vulnerable to not just the solar weather, but to sabotage. And right now, the whole grid, it's all interconnected on the continental U.S. except for Texas, which has its own grid. That's very vulnerable.
Mike Waller, thank you. It's been an interesting hour. I look forward to talking to you again. Appreciate your time this weekend on the Florida Roundtable.
Great to be with you, Bill.
And we'll see you folks next week right here on the Florida News Network. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us.
You've been listening to the Florida Roundtable with Bill Meek, a news and public affairs presentation of the Florida News Network. The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this station management, owners, or sponsors. For questions or concerns, contact Florida Roundtable at fnnonline.net.